Today's shiur is Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Hey. We will begin on Daf Nun Dalar Mabez at the second wide line Meisvei. In our previous shiur, we had learned Rav Acha's interpretation of a brisa, where according to Rav Acha's interpretation, on a day when there's more than one musaf, for every one of the musafim, we blow the shofar separately. Says the Gemara. The Braisa teaches us, as the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Chali is b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Shil Shir Rosh Chodesh Doicha Shir Shal Shabbos. The Shir that we sang along with the Korban Musaf takes precedence over the Shir that we sing because of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, V'Isa, if Rav Acha interpretation of the brice is correct, and we blow the shofar for each musaf individually. Lame with the Shabbos, lame the Rosh Chodesh. So just like we blow the shofar individually for each one of these, for Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, so too should be the halacha regarding the shira. Why can't we say both? There's interesting discussion amongst the achronim. What is the Shira of Rosh Chodesh? The Teres Yisrael says that we no longer recall what is the proper Shira of Rosh Chodesh. However, the many Mepharshim suggest that the Shira for Rosh Chodesh was Baruch Nafshi. So Gemara's question is that what, just like Rav Acha held that we blow Shofar separately for each Musaf, we should say Shira separately. I'm Rav Safra. So Rav Safra answers, my doicha, when the Braisa here used the word doicha, it didn't mean that we don't say both shiras, but it meant to say lekadem, that we say the shira of Rosh Chodesh before we say the shira of Shabbos. But ask the Gemara, how can we understand that? Don't we have a rule, v'may? Don't we always have a rule, tadav sh'ena tadar, tadar kaidem? When we have a choice to say two things or do two things, we always do the thing which is more common. And certainly, it's more common to say Shabbos Shira than to say Rosh Chodesh Shira. Amar Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan says, absolutely, under normal circumstances, there is a rule of Tadav Sheina Tadav Kodem. The reason we say the Shira of Rosh Chodesh, however, first is for a specific reason. Later, to publicize Shikuk for Rosh Chodesh Bezmanai. The people, as we know, a Jewish month could have either 29 or 30 days. And according to that, there will be Nafkamina when Rosh Chodesh is. So in order to properly let everybody know when Rosh Chodesh is, that's why they say the Shira of Rosh Chodesh first. So Taisa says, the Gemara's question, why is Rav Safra's teretz that Toichel Kadeim, because the Shira of Rosh Chodesh comes before the Shira of Shabbos, generate the question of Tadav Sheina Tadar? Taisa says, the Gemara could have, when the Gemara assumed that we're only saying one Shira, the Shira of Rosh Chodesh versus the Shira of Shabbos, the Gemara could have right away asked, why do we pick to say the Shira of Rosh Chodesh over saying the Shira of Shabbos? Isn't there a rule of Tadav Sheina Tadar, Tadar Kodem? So this, Taisa says, is a proof that the only time we apply the concept of Tadav Sheina Tadar, is Taisa's Rit says, is only in a case where we have two things to say. Like Rav Safra said, we're going to say the Shira of Shabbos, we're going to say the Shira of Rosh Chodesh. There's only a question, which one should we say first? And that's why the Gemara says we say the Shira, and the Gemara says we say Shira of Rosh Chodesh first, on which the Gemara immediately asks, but isn't there a rule of Tadav Sheina Tadar Tadar Kodem? But in a situation where we're only going to say one of the two, there we don't say Tadav Sheina Tadar Tadar Kodem. There are Rishonim that disagree, and they say that in a case that the rule of Tadav Sheina Tadar Tadar Kodem always applies, even in a case where it means that we're only going to say one. Where does this question come up? This question comes up on Shabbos Rish Chodesh Chanukah. So if Rish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos during Chanukah, so the question is, what should we, which Haftorah should we say? Should we say the Haftorah of Shabbos, or should we say the Haftorah of Rish Chodesh? So if we say, like the Tosfos read, that we only say Todah v'Ta'enishon HaTodah, Todah Kodem, in a case where I'm saying both. And the question is, which one should I say first? So there wouldn't be a situation of Todah v'Shen HaTodah, because we're only going to say one Haftorah. And therefore, even though the Haftorah of Rish Chodesh is more Todah than the Haftorah of Chanukah, the Tosfos read would say, and that's the halacha, that we're going to say the Haftorah of Chanukah. But if we're going to say that Todah v'Shen HaTodah, Todah Kodem is applicable, even when we're going to say one, so then we should say Rosh Chodesh. We paskin that we say Chanukah. Answers the Gemara, V'haya kira, haya kerev dinan. So we're saying now that the reason we're saying the Shira of Rosh Chodesh before the Shira of Shabbos is because we want to let everybody know when Rosh Chodesh is. Ask the Gemara, Hakera Chritav Dinan. We've already done a different Heker, the Tanan. The Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, Parakhes Mishnah Ches teaches us. Chelvi Tamit Shel Shachar, the Tamit Shel Shachar, which they brought every morning. The way they brought it was they, after they shechted the carbon and they had the pieces of the animal, six Kohanim who had won the Geirel to take the Avrim from where it was slaughtered and bring it to the ramp. And after they put it on the bottom part of the ramp, they went to read, say Krishma. And afterwards there was another Geirel who would have the schus to take those pieces up the top, to the top of the Mizbeach and burn them on the top on the Mizbeach. The reason why the Ivarim would not put immediately on the Mizbeach, but first we put on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, because they wanted to have the opportunity to say Krishma and Daven. And as the Mefarshim explained, we wanted specifically to Daven before they brought these parts of the animal onto the Mizbeach, because a part of the tefillah was that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should accept our Avodah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should accept the Avodah of their bringing these parts onto the top of the, onto the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah teaches us, Chel v'tam tshashachar, the fats of the Tamid Shel Shachar, Nitana Michatzi HaKeves Ulamata B'Mizruch, were put on the bottom half of the Mizbeach to the east side. Shel Musafim, the Chalovim of the Karban Musaf, Nitana Michatzi HaKeves Ulamata B'Mariv, they were put on the west side. And actually, I saw that the Tosfos Yontif suggests that this was done on a day where there's carbon, where there's Tamid Shel Shachar and there's Musaf. And we don't want to mix up the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel, we don't want to mix up the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Musaf. So this was, the Tamid Shel Shachar was put on the east side and the Tamid Shel Shachar was put on the west side. But on a day where there was only Tamid Shel Shachar, most days there is no carbon Musaf, a regular weekday, there's only Tamid Shel Shachar. So the Tosfos Yontif suggests that it was put on the west side, because the west side, he says, was closer to the Beis HaMikdash. So we prefer the west side over the east side. Shel Rosh Chodesh, the fats of the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Nitanim Tachas Karkov HaMizbeach Ulamata, was put on the by the Karkov. And there's a very big machlokes Rishonim exactly where that was. Rashi learns that we know that the ramp of the Mizbeach was 32 amos long by an incline of 9 amos. So when we have a spot on the ramp which is about 6 amos tall, that's exactly corresponding to where they put to the ramp, to the soiviv, to the ledge of the Mizbeach. And what he meant to, which was about 2/3 up the high, the length of the ramp. And that's where Rashi says they put the carbon musaf, the chalovim of the carbon musaf. There are other Rishonim, the Rambam, that says that the carbon musaf was put on the Mizbeach itself. It was on the ledge of the Mizbeach itself, being Karen LeKaren, between the two corners of the Mizbeach. And Vam Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan says, here we're learning that normally they put the chalovim on the bottom half of the ramp. And now we're saying that this was put on the upper half of the ramp. Why are these chalovim different than everything else? Says the Gemara Leida, Shukla Rosh Chodesh Bizmanai, because we wanted to publicize that today was Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara's question is, why should they say the Shira of Rosh Chodesh before the Shira of Shabbos to publicize that it's Shabbos? Why can't they just rely on where they put the chalovim of the Korban Musaf? Answers the Gemara, Treya Kerei Avdainan. They did two things to publicize when Rosh Chodesh was. Because, says the Gemara, the Chazi High Chazi, not everybody sees everything. And again, as we said earlier, we're so anxious to publicize when Rosh Chodesh is, so we tried two different ways of publicizing it. Ask the Gemara. Again, according to Rav Acha, that we said a Shira for every Korban Musaf separately. Meisvei, the Tana Rabbi Hashmo, Yochel Kishem Shetoken, that they blew the shofar for everyone separately. Yochel Kishem Shetoken Al Shabbos Befnei Atzmai, Resh Chodesh Befnei Atzmai, that they blew for when they blow for Shabbos by itself and for Resh Chodesh by itself. That means during the on a regular Shabbos when it's not Musaf, when there's not Resh Chodesh, we blow for the Korban Musaf of Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls during the week, we blow for Rosh Chodesh. It's obviously not Shabbos. Yochel Kach, so says the Braisa, we would think that the same ought to apply when Rosh Chodesh, you're talking Kamosov, Yochel Kach, you're talking Kamosov and Mosov, that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we should also blow for each Musaf separately. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, "Of Yom Simchaschem Moedechem Rosh Chodeshechem Sukatim B'chatzoytzrois Al Alasechem Al Zivchei Shal Mechem." So here we say, from this pasuk, we learn that for every we only blow once. So says the Gemara. To Yufta, the Rav Acha, who says that we blow for each Musaf separately, has been refuted. Asking Ramai Talmuda, how does this pasuk teach us that you just said that we blow for each Musaf, we blow for both Musafim together? Answers the Gemara, because this is the way to understand. Amar Baya, Amar Kra, Uberashe Chachaychem, Shoksha, Kol Chadoshim Kulm Zelazeh. That in all Yom Tovim, on all Rosh Chodesh, we blow the same amount. Now, as we just said, when Rosh Chodesh falls during the week, so we certainly only blow once. There's only one Musaf. So too, even when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we only blow once, even though we're going to bring two Korban Musaf. Rav Ashi has a different way of showing that that's what the pasuk means to teach us. Ksiv Chodsheichem. Chodsheichem is spelled without the Yud, Loshen Yachid. Ksiv Uberashe. It says Uberashe Loshen Chodoshim. Veizu Chodesh Shiesh Loshnei Roshim. Which Rosh Chodesh is a Rosh in two ways. Havai Mizor Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, which is Aleph Tishrei, is both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Vam Rachmana, and the Torah says, Chod Sheichem Chadhi, that we blow for the two Musafim, we blow for the Rosh Chodesh Musa that we bring on Rosh Hashanah, and for the Rosh Hashanah Musa that we bring Rosh Hashanah one time. Void, and then the Gemara brings another question. And the Echlunar asks, why does the Gemara have to bring another question on Rav Acha? Rav Acha has been refuted. So one teretz that the Aruch Lener suggests is because when Rav Acha said in the previous shir, the halacha that we blow for every Musaf separately, he wasn't saying it as his own halacha. Then now we're going to say, well, this Braisa clearly teaches us differently. He was interpreting a Braisa. And that Braisa, so Rav Acha could say, that even though we just learned the Braisa that clearly indicates that when you have multiple Korban Musaf, you blow once. But my Braisa disagrees. The Braisas are allowed to disagree. But now, that says Aruch Lener, we're going to bring another Braisa that corroborates that when we have multiple Korban Musaf, we blow once. when we have two brises, it'll show that Rav Acha must be wrong. Another question is, because maybe Rav Acha was talking regarding Shira and that blowing, that and not the Musaf, so we want to bring a brisa that doesn't just speak about the blowing of the shofar, but we bring a brisa that speaks about the Shira as well. So says the Gemara, the brisa says, Tanya, b'chol shemayid. So the brisa is going to speak about the various Shiras that they sang every day of Chol Moed Sukkos. And the way many Rishonim explain, they were speaking here about the Shir of Musaf. That means by Shachris, even on Chol Moed, they said, by the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, they said the Shira of the day of the week. Whatever day of the week, as we say every day, that Shira was said by the Tamid Shel Shachar. The question here is, why were the Shiras that were said by the Karban Musaf? There are different explanations who hold that on the days of Chol Moed, as on Yom Tov, they did not say the Shira of that day of the week, but rather they said the Shira of Chol Moed, even by the Tamid Shel Shachar. So says the Gemara Tanya, the Braisa says, B'chol Shemoed, during Chol Moed Berishon, on the first day of Chol Moed, Maha Ya'imrim, what was the Shira they said? They said the Shira of Havel Hashem, Hava Hashem B'nei Elim. That Shira. And the reason we said that's Shira is because that was the day that we began the Simchas Beis Sheva. And by the Simchas Beis Sheva, we had much covered was shown to the Shechina. And as this Shira says, the Pasuk, Havel Hashem covered the eyes. It shows tremendous Shir to covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'sheni, on the second day of Chol Moed, what did they say? L'rosha Amalekim, they said Devrei Musar, which were here to give Musar, to say to the Rosha, that what's the purpose of your coming to the Beis HaMikdash to celebrate the Yom Tov if you're not going to do tshuva? Another pshat that I saw is because the pasuk in this perek says, Zevach l'alkim toida v'shalem that you have to pay up your debts. And the halacha is that if somebody pledges a carbon, there's a halacha bal ta'achar. And the halacha bal ta'achar teaches us that you have to give the carbon, you have to give it within three regalim. But those three regalim, as the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah teaches us, have to be in consecutive order. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So Sukkos was the time that anybody who had any outstanding debts had to pay up those debts. And that's why you mentioned this perek that speaks about paying up the outstanding debts. Another pshat that I saw is at the end of this perek it says, Zvach toidu yichabdeneini, v'sam derech arena b'yesh alakim. Again, speaking about the time of tshuva. B'shlishi ma'ayimer, what shir did they say on the third day? The perek that says, miyokum li imareim. That we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help me. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us, we would never be able to survive in this world. B'yom Revi'i Ma'ay Oimrim, what did they say on the fourth day? Binu Boyarim Ba'am, which is the beginning of the perek that they said on the third day. In other words, this is the same perek that we said on the third day and on the fourth day. But on the third day, we said the second half of the perek. And on the fourth day, we said the beginning part of the perek. And the reason we said this on the fourth day, because as we know, Sukkos is Chag HaOsef. It's the time that we gather all of the grain into our homes. And it's the time, therefore, that we have to give the Matnas Aniyim, the Leket, the Shikha, the Peya in the year of Maisa Ani. And now, as we're going to go home after Yom Tov, and we're going to have to distribute all of these Matnas Aniyim, the Nevi'im, as they sing the Shira, tell us, be careful and give all of the Matnas Aniyim in the proper fashion. So, of course, the question is, if we're going to be saying this perek, half on one day and half on the second day, shouldn't we set the first half on the third day and the second half on the fourth day? Why do we reverse these halves that we say? So Rashi says, we want to push off saying the first half to when we're to closer to when we get home. Because when we're going to get home, that's when we're going to start distributing the Matnas Aniyim. So we want to remember how we heard how important it is to give the Matnas Aniyim. B'chamishim ha'yomrim, what did they say on the fifth day of Chol HaMoed? Hasiroisa b'sevel shechma. The pasuk says, B'tzara karasa v'chatzecha, encha b'seim saram, that you called HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a time when you were in tzara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us and hears our tefillahs. V'mahay chal Shabbos echem hem, v'yishishi ma'ayimrim, what did they say in the sixth day of Chol HaMoed? Yimaitu kamoz de aretz. The pasuk speaks about oni v'rosh hetzdiku, that we should give to the aniyim what we have to give them. We have to give tzedakah. And again, very much in line because it's the Chag HaOsef. V'mchal Shabbos b'echem mehem. Says the Gemara. So before we go further, there's a very interesting vart for Meir Shapiro Zatzal. Meir Shapiro said that the different menhagim in the Seder of the Yishpizim, some have the nusach that we say Moshe before Yosef, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Yishpizim of the fourth day of Sukkot, Aaron the fifth day, and Yosef the sixth day. And there are others that have a reverse, that Yosef is the fourth day, and then Aaron is the fifth day, and Moshe is the sixth day. So Yosef is the fourth day. So the two menhagim, what we do on the fourth day, Yosef or Moshe. So he says, we learn our Gemara, that on the day that we say on the fourth day of Sukkot, the third day of Chol HaMoed, which is the fourth day of Sukkot, miyakim li mireyim, and the fifth day we say hasroisim seva shechma. So he says it makes sense because when we speak about Moshe Rabbeinu was the person who we say miyakim li mireyim hasroisim seva shechma, a person who was in servitude, obviously refers to Yosef. Says the Gemara, v'mchal shavs bechemhem, if one of the days is Chol HaMoed, and if it's Chol HaMoed, we're not going to say the shir of Chol HaMoed, we're going to say the shir of Shabbos. So what is the, which one of these shiris are going to be omitted? Says the Gemara, the shir of the sixth day that we just said, the sixth day we say the pasuk, yimaitu kol moiz de aretz, is the shir that's omitted. Rav Safra, Manach B'Simen. He made a simen to remember what is the order of the shir that said in Chol HaMoed. Humboy. Humboy stands for Havu, Vav L'Rasha, Mem Miyakim, Binu on the fourth day, Hasiraisa on the fifth day, and Yemaita on the seventh day, on the sixth day. Rav Safra says that Hasiraisi comes before Binu Ba'arim. But he said on the fourth day we say Asiraisi, on the fifth day we say Binu, and his simon was Humboi, Hey of Hasiraisi coming before the bays of Binu, says the Rav Simonach, and to remember who held what, and Buah the Safri. And Buah means a group of people would follow the Rebbe, a group of students would follow the Rebbe. Safri means Rebbe. So Buah, the simon that has Buah, was stated by Rav Safri. But what do we see from this braisa? That not like Rav Acha, who was saying that for every carbon musaf that we bring on a day, we say a separate, we blow shofar separately, and we say a shir separately. Because here we see that if it fell on Shabbos, we only said the shir of Shabbos, and we did not say the shir of Yontif. Now, if we're going to say the shir of Yontif, then it should say both. Tiyufta, Dravacha, Tiyufta. Clearly see, Dravacha B'chanina is refuted, and on Shabbos, we don't say a separate musa, we don't blow shofar separately for Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. We don't blow the shofar separately for Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but rather only one is done. But ask the Gemara, as we stated a few minutes ago, in our previous shiur, Rav Acha bar Chanina kra masnisa kama. Rav Acha didn't just say his halacha on his own. He based it on a pasuk and a brisa, that the brisa says, the pasuk says, "Uvnei Aaron haKohanim yitko b'chatzoitris," and we learned from that extra yitko that for every musaf we blow the shofar separately. Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina, that's not the way to understand the brisa, but rather the way to understand the brisa is shemarichim b'tekiyas, that when there are two musafim on one day, we take more time, we make the tekiyas longer. But not that we say, not that we blow separately. Rabbanan de Kasri, Mishmei de Racha Amrim, Lem Shemar B'Taikin. We'd have more people blow the shofar. That we have not just two chatzoitris, we have more. The Gemara begins now with a new question. Every day of Sukkot, we say musaf. We say karban musaf, and by the karban musaf, as we're going to soon learn on Amud Beis, every day of Yom Tov Sukkot, there were different kabbonis, and for every day by the musaf of that day, we speak about the kabbonis that were brought on that day. The issue here, however, the Gemara begins, is as we've learned in our Masechta previously, in Chutz Laaretz, we keep 2 days Yom Tov. The reason we keep 2 days Yom Tov, it began because of Sveika de Yoima. And Sveika de Yoima means they weren't quite sure when Rosh Chodesh was, because they didn't have a way of communicating when Rosh Chodesh was. And because they did not know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, they did not know when Yontif began. And because of that, they kept 2 days of Yontif Sveika de Yoima. So now, in Eretz Yisrael, the first day of Sukkot is Yontif. The second day is the first day of Chol HaMoed, as we just discussed. And on that day, we know exactly which Kabbonis should be recited by the Karban Musaf that we're going to daven that day, by the laning of that day. But we, in Chutz Laaretz, if on the second day of Yontif, which we're keeping as Yontif, are going to lane the Kriya of the first day of Chol HaMoed, so it will be a Zilzul in Yontif. People will say that obviously today is not Yontif. For if today were Yontif, why aren't we reading the Kriya of Yontif? And this will have a very significant effect on what we should read. So what do we do? What do we do under this circumstance? So Abaye says, Sheni Yidocha. That means on the first day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz Laaretz, which is the third day of Yontif, they should say the Kabbonis of the. They should read by Kriyas HaTorah the Kabbonis of the third day of Yontif, and the Kabbonis of the second day of Yontif will not be read in Chutz Laaretz. They just won't be read in Chutz Laaretz because we can't read them on the second day of Yontif for the reason that we just gave, and we won't read them the next day. And the next day is already the third day Yontif. So those kabbonis will be omitted entirely. Rav Amar Shvi Yidocha. He says that on the first day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz Laaretz, we should read the kabbonis of the second day Yontif. And so too, we should continue doing until the end of Yontif. And then when it comes to Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Yontif, we're still in Chutz Laaretz, we're still going to be reading the kabbonis of the sixth day. And we won't read the kabbonis of Hoshana Rabbah in Chutz Laaretz. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Kavase de Rava. So says the Gemara, the Brice that we just learned about the different Shira that was said on every day of Chol HaMoed seems to prove to be consistent with what Rava said. Because we just learned, Imchal Shabbos Lis Bechmehem, if Shabbos was one of the days of Chol HaMoed, Moite Yidochu, the last day is pushed away. So what do we see from here? That when we have to skip something, we skip the last thing. So just like by the Shira on the Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, we skip the Shira of the last day, here too, we'll skip the Shira, the last Shira. But says the Gemara, what I'm asking a member to Benador, the Medalgi Delugi. He didn't want that we should skip. So he said, what we did on every day of Chol HaMoed, we read over what was read the day before. So Rashi has two pshatim on how to understand medalgia dugi that we repeat. So Rashi says that on every day of Chol Hamoed, we read the Kabon and Chutz Laaretz, we read the 2 days that we have a suffix. The reason why that is done for the person, it's read by Revi. So Rashi says, because Revi is what shows that today is Chol Hamoed. Because every day when we read Kriyas HaTorah, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon, we have 3 people who get aliyahs. On Chol Hamoed, we have 4 people who have aliyahs. So the person who gets Revi is the person that's showing that today is Chol Hamoed. And therefore, on that day, we read the 2 days. So let's say it's the first day Chol Hamoed in Chutz Laaretz. So the first day Chol Hamoed in Chutz Laaretz is a suffix. Is this the second day of Yontif or the third day of Yontif? And the second day, since it's a suffix, it's the second day or third day of Yontif, we should read both of them. Rashi, in his pshat, says what kriya the first 3 people get. The first 3 people, oil or daira, Rashi doesn't say it really makes much of a difference. But then Rashi quotes the opinion of his rebbes, who say that the first person gets the aliyah of the first day Chol Hamoed again of the day 2. The second person who gets an aliyah gets the aliyah of day 3. Shlishi reads day 4. And Revi, there they agree that they read over day 2 and 3. And the Shulchan Aruch, when it discusses this halacha, says that the halacha is that not like Rashi's Rebbe's. The Shulchan Aruch says paskins like the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, who hold that on the second day the Kohen reads Yom Sheni, the Levi reads B'Yom Shlishi, the Shlishi, the Yisrael who gets Shlishi reads B'Yom Shlishi again, and the Revi reads B'Yom Sheni B'Yom Shlishi. But the Rama quotes that the minig is like the rabbis of Shalrashi, that says, like we just said a minute ago, Rishon reads Yom HaSheni, Sheni reads B'Yom HaShlishi, Shlishi reads B'Yom HaRevi, and Revi reads over Yom HaSheni and Yom HaShlishi. What is the halacha on Chol Hamoed, on Shabbos? Shabbos Chol Hamoed. So there's a machloikis Hapaiskim, but the halacha is that on Chol Hamoed, where a person who's getting mafter is only one, we're going to read the 2 days that are the suffix of that day. And the Mishnah Berurah says that whatever we're speaking about when it comes, the Gemara here spoke about the Kriyas HaTorah, but whatever we discussed here regarding Kriyas HaTorah, the same halacha would apply regarding Musaf, what to say every day Musaf, what every day of Chol Hamoed to say by Musaf. The Gemara Masechtah Tainis teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu divided the Kohanim into 8 Mishmairis, 4 from the family of Elazar and 4 from the family of Asamar. David and Shmuel, later on, where there were more Kohanim, Baruch Hashem, increased it to 24 Mishmairis. Every Mishmar had a Rosh. Then the Gemara furthermore says that every Mishmar was divided into Bati Avos, and every day of the week, a different one of the Bati Av of that Mishmar did the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. As we're going to learn in the Mishnah and the Sugya that we're about to learn, this was all on a regular week. But when it came to Yom Tovim, so all of the Mishmairis came to do the Avoda. Because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk is teaching us that on the time of Yom Tovim, all of the Mishmairis, all of the Kohanim, came to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ramban explains, he says, the merely Midaraisa, and we'll speak about this more in the Shir, really Midaraisa, all Kohanim have a right to do the Avodah at all time. This that we're learning, that Moshe Rabbeinu and then David broke up into Mishmairis, was only done for a convenience sake. And when the Yom Tovim come, and everybody is oil regal for Yontif, so that therefore everybody brought, we allow all the Mishmaris, the Ramban says, we revert back that all Kohanim could do the Avodah at any time. So as we've been learning, on Sukkot, there's an abundance of Kabbanis, and not only on Sukkot is there an abundance of Kabbanis, but not every day of Sukkot do we bring the same amount of Kabbanis. And says the Mishnah, Yontav Rishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, Hayisham Shloisha Supel Parim, the amount of Kabbanis that were brought were 13 Parim, the Elam Shnayim, all these were brought for Kabban Ayla, the Sar Echad, and we had one Sar was brought for Kabban Chattas. So in total, we had 16 Kabbanis. We had 16 Kabbanis, so it was, they were divided amongst 16 Mishmairis. Nishtairu, Sham, that it turns out that we have left over Abba Asa Kvasim, Shmai Nishmarit. We also brought every day of Yom Tov Sukkot 14 Kvasim, so we now use up another number of Mishmairis for Kabbanis, for Shmai Nishmairis. They were left over for the 8. That means we started that we had 16. 16 leaves us over 8. 8, now we have another 14. So those 8 were used for 8 Mishmaris that weren't used for the first Kabbanis, were used for those Kabbanis. So it turns out, B'yayim HaRishon, on the first day of Sukkot, Shishi Mishmaris, so we still have 6 more Kabbanis, because we have a total of 16 plus 14 is 30. As we said, there were 24 Mishmairis. So not only did all 24 Mishmairis get an opportunity to do some Avodah on the first day of Sukkot, but actually because we had a total of 30 Kabbanis, 6 Mishmairis did the Avodah, did 2 Kabbanis. 6 Mashkrivim Shnayim Shnayim, 6 Mishmairis brought 2 Kabbanis, Vashar, and the other of the 24 Mishmairis brought Echad Echad. Now we came to the second day of Sukkot. We have the second day of Sukkot, as we said, and we're going to learn this more in the Shir. The Kabbanis of Sukkot, Paichsim V'Hayochim. If on the first day there were 16 Kabbanis, on the second day there were 15 Kabbanis. So Chamisha Makriven Shnaim Shnaim. So we're going to have a total of 29. So on that day, 5 Mishmairis will do Avodah twice. Vashar, and the rest of the Mishmairis will do Echad Echad. B'yayim HaShlishi, on the third day of Sukkot, where we have only a total of 28, Arba Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim, 4 Mishmairis will do the Avodah twice, Vashar, and the rest of Mishmairis will do Echad Echad. B'yayim HaRevi, where again, we're decreasing, and we're down to 27 Kabbanis, Shloshim Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim, 3 Mishmairis are each going to do, 3 Mishmairis are going to double the Kabbanis that they bring, Vashar, and the rest of Mishmairis are going to do Echad Echad. B'chamishi, on the fifth day, we were down to 26. Shnayim Makrivim, a total of 26 Kabbanis. Shnayim Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. Vashar Echad Echad. B'yayim HaShishi, where we're down to 25 Kabbanis. Echad Makriv Shnayim. Vashar Echad Echad. B'yayim HaShvi, when it comes to Shana Rabbah, where we have a total of 24 Kabbanis, Kulam Shavim, each Mishmar only brings only one carbon. B'yayim Shmini, on the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres, where this whole Seder falls apart. So on the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres, where we bring Par Echad, Ayil Echad, Shiv Kvasim, Vesar Echad, so we don't have enough Kabbanis that every Mishmar should get a turn. So there, Chazru L'Pais Kaver Golem, says the Mishnah, we go back to the old system where we just do a gyral, which Mishmairis should have the schus of doing the Avodah. Says the Gemara, Amr Misha Kirfu Parim Hayoim, L'Yakav L'Makar Al-Chazun Chalila. We just learned in our Mishnah that we had the Mishmairis, everybody getting a turn. We also learned, for example, that on the first day of Sukkot, there were 13 Parim, and 13 Mishmairis brought the 13 Parim, and the rest of Mishmairis brought all the other kabbanas, the Elim, the Sor, and the Kvasim. On the next day of Yontif, where we're going to bring 12 Purim, the Mishmeris that brought Purim on the first day were not the Mishmeris that brought the Purim on the second day. We're going to give everybody, as we just learned in the Mishnah, an opportunity to do Avodah on the second day of Yontif. But we don't want the same people who did Purim on the first day to do Purim on the second day, and therefore they weren't included in the pious for the Purim on that day. So we learned in the Mishnah that on Shmini Atzeres, which has a whole different Seder, we had a new Goyr. Name of Masnissen. So says the Gemara, it seems that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe V'loi Rabbonim. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us Parabo B'Shmini B'Tchilim Afisun Olav Divrei Rebbe. Though for Shmini Atzeres, we make an entirely new Goyr. The Chamayim Ach Mishnei Mishmaris. We have, if we look at all the Mishmaris that did avoid this throughout Sukkot, there were two Mishmeris that didn't get a chance to do the Purim only twice, not a third time. So those two, we want to give them also a opportunity to do an avoid a third time. So the Goyrul, according to the Chum that was done on Shmini Atzeres, was done by them. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah that says that we do a whole new Goyrul on Shmini Atzeres seems to be following, says the Gemara, the opinion of Rebbe. Says the Gemara, feel tem Rabbonin. Our Mishnah could be following the opinion of Rabbonin. Otam Mishmeris lefisubayi. These two Mishmeris have to have a Goyal between themselves. Ask the Gemara. Taman Azlahad Tanya. The Brisa says, call our Mishmeris Shoinus or Mishalshus. All Mishmeris got a chance to do that void twice or three times. Chutz Mishnei Mishmeris Shirak Shoinus Fein Mishalshus. They only got two opportunities, not three. So suggest the Gemara, naming Rebbe V'loi Rabbanan. It seems that this is following the opinion of Rebbe and not the Rabbanan. Because the Brises, according to Rabbanan, they did get a chance. Because they're going to be those who do the Avodah on Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, Afil Tem Rabbanan. It could follow the opinion of Rabbanan. And what the Brises meant to say was, Umayla Shilshu, Upriya Chag. They're going to get a third chance. But the third chance won't be on a Sukkot carbon. The third chance will be on the Shmini Atzeres carbon. Or my Kamash Malon. And what is this Brisa teaching us? If we're saying that the Brisa is teaching us that it's following the opinion of the Rabbanon, so and that not that everybody gets a chance. If we're saying that the Brisa is teaching us that everybody enters into the Goyrul for Shmini Atzeres, so that's a very big chiddush. But if not, what's the Brisa teaching us? Ha Kamash Malon. That we don't say that the same Mishmeris should get a chance always to bring the Parim, we give other people an opportunity. Amar Beleza, Hani Shivim Parim Kenegami. So we count the number of Parim that we bring on Sukkot, we'll see it as a total of 70. So says the Gemara, what are the 70 corresponding to? Keneged Shivim Umas. They're Keneged the Shivim Umas, and as Rashi says, we know that Sukkot is the time when we're judged for water, for panasa, and the whole world needs panasa, and therefore the Umas Olam also need panasa, and that's why we bring for them also these kabbarnas on Sukkot. Par Yechidi, but as we just said in Shmini Atzeres, they brought one par, Lama. What does that correspond? Keneged Umma Yechida. Keneged Klal Yisrael, the special nation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And says the Gemara, Mashal Melech Basar Adam. And how do we understand this? A Mashal to a king. Shamal Avado Silu Suda Gedoyla. He tells his people, he tells his servants, make a large feast in my honor. The Yoyim Achron, on the last day of the feast, Amalai Havoi, the king says to the person who is his close confidant, "Aseli sukedana, make for me a sudekatana kedei she'enemimach." So the Mashal explains that the lesson of this Gemara is that in this world we live together with the Umas Olam, but in Mitzvah Hashem, when Mashiach comes, from Herib Yameinu, we will be left alone, the umakatana, the Klal Yisrael. But I saw that the Dubna Magid has a beautiful explanation in this Gemara, and as usual, he gives it with a mashal. He says there was a person who was married, had children, and his wife passed away, and he got remarried, and he had a second wife, and she had children that she brought into the marriage. And this person took a trip. He went far away. And when he came back, as is common, he brought gifts. But it was very interesting that he brought very large, expensive gifts for his stepchildren, the children of his second wife. But for his real children, he didn't bring expensive gifts. So his children asked him, "Do you love your stepchildren more than you love us?" So he says, "Of course not." He says, "My stepchildren and I don't really have that strong relationship. They're not really my children. But I wanted to show them that I care for them. So the way I was able to show it to them was by giving them big gifts. And when they got these big expensive gifts, that enhanced our relationship. You are my children. My children, I don't have to prove my love to you. Our love is so deep and real, it doesn't depend on a gift." And that's the Nimshel, says the Dubna Magid. The Umas Olam don't have that special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since they don't have that special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give them big gifts, Klal Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres, which is the Yontif that represents the special relationship that exists between us and Hashem, the smallest gift, Par Echad, represents that relationship. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oylel Mo'ev de Kacham She'ivdu, the Akam lost, they didn't even realize what they lost. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Mizbeach Mechapaleim. As we just learned in our Gemara, the Mizbeach, the Kabbanis that were brought, helped them as well. But now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Mi Mechapaleim, who could they rely on? On three times of the year, as we said earlier, by the Shalosh Regalim, Hayikolam Shmaris Shavis by Murar Gleim. Murar Gleim, the Kabbanis that were brought because of Yontif, all Mishmaris got an equal chance in them, and they also got a chance in Chiluk Lechem upon him. That on Shabbos during Yontif, they distribute the Lechem upon him. So normally, as we're going to learn, the Lechem upon him is distributed between the Mishmar HaYotze, last week's Mishmar, and Mishmar HaNichnas, next week's Mishmar. But if Shabbos fell on Yontif, all the Kohanim got a chance. But Tzeres, on Tzeres, if Shavuos fell on Shabbos, so there were two types of bread that were distributed. The Lechem upon him, that was distributed every Shabbos, and the Shtei Lechem, which is a carbon for Shavuos. So if Shavuos falls on Shabbos, Oymaloi, when they distributed, they would say, Helech Matzah, the Lechem upon him was a matzah type of bread, and Helech Chametz, which was the Shtei Lechem bread. And as Rashi explains, that the Gemara is trying to teach us that they didn't make any deals. I'll get Lechem upon him, you'll get Shtei Lechem. But rather, everybody got Lechem upon him, and everybody got Shtei Lechem. Mishmash is Mana Kavua. So, as we learned, there were 24 Mishmairis. So the week of Yontif, there was a Mishmah that week was that week. So the Mishmash is Mana Kavua. The Mishmah that this is the week of that Mishmah. Who Makva to meet him, the Darm and the Davis. That was the Mishmah that brought the Nedarim and the Davis, the Shah Kabbanat Tzibur, but all the other Kabbanat Tzibur that were brought on Yontif were brought by Makriv Sakal. There's interesting Machloikis Rishonim. What is the halacha if somebody brings a carbon yachid? Who has the right, which kohen brings the carbon yachid? So Rashi seems to learn that it goes to that week's Mishmar. The kohanim of that week's Mishmar bring the kabbanis that any yachid brings. However, many Rishonim Mishnah Lamelech says that whoever brings the karma could choose which kohen. However, there are those that want to say that when the lechem mishnah, the machloek is how to understand the Mishnah Lamelech's opinion. Some say that what the Mishnah Lamelech means says that if I bring my own carbon, I have the right to choose from any kohen who should be the kohen to bring that carbon. Others say that I only have a right to choose from the Kohanim of that week's Mishmar. But to choose a Kohen who is not that week, I can't choose him. Bemurah Golem, says the Gemara, we said that we distribute our Murah Golem amongst the Kohanim. But ask the Gemara, the Murim are burnt on the Mizbeach. Shema Gvayinu. It's all going to be burnt. So what is there to distribute? Amrav Chizda, Mash Amr Regalim. We're speaking about the Kabbanis. Of course, not what's put on the Mizbeach that's completely consumed on the Mizbeach. Tan Rabbana, and says the Braisa, Menayin Shekolim Shmaris, Shavais, Beimurei Regalim, Tamalaymer, we quoted this Pasuk early in the Shia, V'chiyava Alevi Machash Shereach B'kal Shia Yisrael HaShugasham, V'vah B'chol Avas Nafshe L'mok Mashiyivcha V'sheiris. Everybody comes to B'sheiris. Yochel Abishar Yomayis Hashanah Kain, that any kind that wants to come should come to do the Avodah whenever he pleases. Tamaloymer Me'achet Shereacha. Loymarti, this halacha that all Kahanim do the Avodah was only said B'shar Shekal Yisrael Nechnasim Sharachad when all of Klai Yisrael are coming to the Oil Regal. Other times of the year, each Mishmer does its Avodah each week to the exclusion of the other Kahanim.